to the Shared Zion Parshas Vayetze.
We're starting a new sugya, Siyata Deshmaya. It's not really a new sugya, but it's moving on from the previous sugya. Very much connected to what we've been doing up until now. But it's a breath of fresh air. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Loishanu ela mitakonis Ezra va'eilach she'im batidinim kvuim b'chol yoyim she'im batidinim kvuim ela b'sheni v'chamishi aval koidim takonis Ezra she'batidinim kvuim b'chol yoyim yishanises b'chol yoyim. The din of our Mishnah, says Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, was only from takonis Ezra and onward, but koidim takonis Ezra Yishanisus bechol yoyim. Frek the Gemara koidim takanas Ezra may dehava have. The Gemara, who cares what was koidim takanas Ezra? The Gemara is not just telling me random historical facts. Who cares what was beforehand? What is that relevant? Koidim takanas Ezra may dehava have. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar yiko batidinim dekvuim ha'itna ki koidim takanas Ezra yishanisus bechol yoyim. Now also. It sounds like Shmuel Bar Yitzchak wasn't saying that it exists. He's saying if it happens, he's just telling us, if it happens, then a woman can get married every day, which is taka the way that we have today, pashtus, and that's why today we're not makbid anymore. That's what it would appear like, something like that. Akoponim, frek the Gemara Rabbinon Shakdu. How could we say Ishanis b'chol yom? You need shaktu. If you would have told me that it's talking about koidim takana, koidim the Mishnah, koidim takana Ezra, okay, maybe that was before they made the takana, so shaktu wouldn't be important. We never made the takana. If you assume the ikur takana was made because of Tainis Besulim, and shaktu is just kind of like a tag along, then I would never ask this question. But now that we already were misake in shaktu. So I have been on Shaktu. It says Gemara, but the Torah in Achanami. So about a case when he made sure that it would be a nice suda. What's Shaktu? Shaktu takanas abanos Yisrael the issue p'tereich b'suda gimel yamim. So this person made a nice suda. He hustled it. That's the Gemara. Zok Rashi. Shebat in dinim kvuim b'chol yom kiloimar shakvius kol yom shava. Every time Rashi says the word kiloimar, we know that Rashi is coming la'afuke from what it says. In other words, it doesn't. The language of the Gemara seems to be mashma one thing, and Rashi is saying not pashit pshat. What that really means to say is as follows: what is Rashi coming to bavarn? Rashi says shekviyas kol hayomim shavet. Rashi means to say it doesn't mean that you actually sit on every day. It doesn't mean you sit every day. It just means that all the days are the same. Toysar Rosh makes this diuk. We give out the Toysar Rosh. He brings Rashi. And he, what he says, what Rashi means to say is Shaloi Hayakvin Bishani the Khamish Yoisimi Bishahayamim. It doesn't mean that they actually sat on every day before Ezra. They didn't have any day in particular that they sit on. They sit on Monday, they sit on Tuesday, they sit on Wednesday, they sit on any day. And Ezra's Mesachin know specific days. So Rashi is saying, the Gemara sounds like you're saying Shebezdin Koivin B'Kvun B'Chol Yoim as they sat on every day. And we're saying, no, it doesn't mean that. It just means that every day was the same. There was no difference between one day over the other day.
Why isn't it sounds like it's every single day was the same amount of time. 6 hours every single day.
So the Gemara sounds like we're saying they sat every day. Rashi says, doesn't mean that. Kiloimar, it doesn't mean that. Why did Rashi have to take it out of the Pashup Shot? That's what Rashi's doing. Rashi's saying, don't learn the Gemara like it sounds like, that it's Bezdin Yoishvim B'chol Yoim. Why is Rashi doing that? Says Tosfos. Two kashas on the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Tosfos demaskos shabez shabbat adinim kvuyim b'chol yoyim v'im toimar. V'chitikin Ezra shlo yei bat adinim kvuyim b'chol yoyim ela bebeiz v'hei bilvad. What? Ezra came and said that you shouldn't sit on every day, you should only sit on Mondays and Thursdays. Before Ezra came along, they sat on every day. And now Bezdin shrank the amount that they said. He reduced it. That's what he's doing? Maybe. Says the Shita, then it's not a takana, it's a kilkul. Takana means he's coming to fix something. Before Bezdin sat every day, that was great. If Bezdin sat every day, then any day you had a problem, you come to Bezdin. Now he says, no, only Mondays and Thursdays. How does that help us? If anything, that makes it worse. That's not improving our court system. That's just damaging our court system. What's the takana involved in that? That's one question. Another question he asks, V'oid kasha, Da'amrina b'shabes, Mishriyesh lo schus avis, Yakuz bebeiz vehei, V'chi koidim takonis Ezra, Before takonis Ezra, Lohoye mekizim kol iker. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the following thing. Back in the day, one of the ways that they would do refuah is they would do something called bloodletting. Bloodletting was very common practice, and even today, Chinese medicine still practices bloodletting. And they'd let out a lot of the blood and allow the blood to recycle. And if you would cleanse the blood, let out whatever infection there is in the blood. This was a form of refuah. The problem is that it's a little dangerous because if you let out too much blood, you could actually die because of his loss of blood. So it's not such a simple procedure. So the Gemara says anyone, regular people, should not do bloodletting on Mondays and Thursdays. Only people have schus avos. Because you're basically kind of like taunting your fate. Why? Because Mondays and Thursdays is the Yom of Din. Bezdin sits down here. So if Bezdin sits down here, what is Bezdin doing up there? Also sitting. And if Bezdin's sitting and you're letting your blood and you're a few minutes from death, so then you know you don't want to start exposing yourself. So don't let blood on Mondays and Thursdays. If you have schus avos, okay, you have override, you got protectia, whatever that means. We're not going to go into the sugya of schus avos right now. But it seems like from the Gemara that whenever Bezdin sits, it's not a good idea to do bloodletting. Says Tosfos, that we get back to in a second. If that's the case, so Koidim Takonis Ezra, you're telling me Bezdin sat every day. So if Bezdin sat every day, so then you're saying they should never have let blood at all? That's what you mean? Shouldn't be any bloodletting? Tosfos doesn't seem to be comfortable with that, even though nowadays we don't do any bloodletting. But that was common practice back in the day. Tosfos has two kashas. Kasha number one is, what in the world is Ezra doing? If you're telling me they used to sit every day, why is Ezra shrinking it? Why is that making life any better? And second of all, if it used to be they sat on every day, then you tell me that they didn't do any Akazas Dam on any day? What's going on? I mean, nowadays it wouldn't be a problem because Ezra was Masakin, that Bezdin sits on Mondays and Thursdays. So the only days we can't do bloodletting is Mondays and Thursdays. But Koidim Takanis Ezra, you're telling me they couldn't let blood at all? These are two questions. Yes, Dovi. The what?
Okay. Wait, it has to be a regular student basement here. They also sit up there in basement.
That's what it seems like.
So after Ezra, they only sat twice, and before they sat every day.
That's what it seems like.
How could Ezra just have the same here? You can sit up there. You also
I don't know. It's much worse for the person. The issue with the brother right now because it has a chalice yom edim. The brother sits every day. There's no chalice yom edim. It's just one day.
So does Bezin sit in Shemaim every day?
Yeah.
If Bezin sits every day in Shemaim, so then Lechaira, it's a dangerous time. So we'll say two truths, and we'll say one teretz similar to what you're saying, okay? The first question of Tosfos asked that what is Ezra being misakin? What's he fixing? So the Shita Mekubetza says Teretz, Ista Metaretzi. There is Bizoi Sefer Torah. You see that back in the day when Bezdin, a lot of the technique that Bezdin would use was a Shavua. When you make a Shavua, it has to be done B'Nakitas Chefetz. You have to take something in your hand. So what do we take in our hands? Sefer Torah. So every day they were pulling Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. That's not Gishmak. I don't know if you know this. Halachas, you're not supposed to move a Sefer Torah just like that. So every day they were pulling the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. That's called a Bizoyan for a Sefer Torah. So Ezra made a Tikkun. There was a Tikkun in Ezra's Takkun of only Mondays and Thursdays. True, it might have made it a little bit harder for all of us, but he improved Kavod HaTorah. Because it was a bizoyan for a Sefer Torah. Shaisa misbazes. Kishamaitzian oise bechol yoim lishavaleh. And that was Ezra's takana. And maybe Einachanayim before Ezra, they taka sat every day. That's the answer to Tosfos' first question. Tosfos' second question was, how do they do Akazas Dam? Says the Maram Shif. Something similar to what Yaakov Weinstein was saying as follows. What's the problem of doing Hakazas Dam on the day that Bezdin sits? The problem is you're kind of taunting Bezdin. You're saying I got nothing to worry about. That itself causes a kitrig. For example, the Gemara says a person should not walk underneath a shaky ladder or a weak wall. Because if you walk over under a weak wall, you're basically taunting your fate. You're saying, the wall's not going to fall on me. I don't got nothing to worry about. It's almost like you're boasting. So in other words, the problem of doing a Kazas Dam on Mondays and Thursdays is because you have an option instead to do it on Sundays and Tuesdays. So don't do it on Mondays and Thursdays because it looks like you're boasting, like I got nothing to worry about. But if Bezdin's Yoshin Mechol Yoim, Ein Ochanami, it's possible. That Bezdin Shemaim also sits Mechol Yoim. But what do you want from me? I'm not boasting if I do. I have to do it because it's dumb someday. What day you want me to do it on? I got to do it. I mean, it's part of my, it's part of my routine. If there's other days, if I could have walked around the falling wall, the leaning wall, the weak wall, and I didn't walk around it, then it's called an amkiilu, I'm taunting death. But if I had no choice, so then it's not called I did anything wrong. So to over here, Tosfos' kasha is, then they shouldn't do Akaz Dam on any day. They have to do Akaz Dam. So that's not called that they're doing something wrong. That's what the Maram Shif says. Kopanim, both of the kashas of Tosfos are answerable. We see answers in the Acharonim. But Tosfos says something else, says Tosfos. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, D'koydem takonis Ezra lo haya kavuim b'chol yoyim. Elo k'shoye tzrichim l'shum din, haya yoyishvim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. V'ezra tikin shiya kavuim b'beiz v'hei. Chlor etzeladun yovi v'yidem v'yuchol, yeah. V'yuchol lokuz dam b'chol yoyim, koydem takonis Ezra kivin shlo haya kavuim. Says Tosfos. Koydem takonis Ezra, they didn't sit every day. When did they sit? According to Konis Ezra, says Rabbeinu Tam, they didn't sit every day. When did they sit?
Anything.
Whenever we needed them, sporadically, on any day. But it was sporadic. So would you say they sat every Monday?
No.
Every Tuesday?
No.
Whenever. They sat whenever. So therefore... What?
Could be, but
it didn't seem like every day someone needed a Bezdin. Didn't seem like that. So therefore, it was sporadic, and people would come whenever they'd come, and Bezdin would be there. And even that, the Shita brings down, that they only sat if there was like a lot of people needed them. So let's say one guy comes to Bezdin on Sunday, he's like, I'm sorry, we're not coming today, come back tomorrow. It was like, it was a mess. There was no real system to it. It was okay, we'll sit tomorrow. It like went randomly, they would just choose when they're sitting. Came along Ezra and Misaki. No, you're sitting on Mondays and Thursdays. Every Mondays and Thursdays, if people need you, people don't need you. Everyone who needs you knows they could come on Monday and Thursday. So did Ezra fix the system?
Yeah.
Yes, he fixed the system. He definitely fixed it. Because beforehand it was so sporadic. What?
Still be a cuckoo. They sat three times a week.
Yeah, but before, because it was so sporadic, it wasn't working well. It wasn't a efficient system. So now we made the system efficient. Now it might be a little bit harder for some people because they came out. They would have come Sunday and they wouldn't be able. And Bezdin would have sit. Okay, but it's still, I understand why it's a tikkun. According to the Havamina, Bezdin sat every single day, so it was awesome for us. We just came in every day. We knew Bezdin was there. And it's going to know. We didn't know Bezdin was there, and I have to find Bezdin, and I have to make a pledge for Bezdin and appeal. And Bezdin either will come or they won't come. It was a mess. Ezra came and he said Mondays and Thursdays. That's what he's saying. That's the what Rashi means to say. Also, Rashi and Chaim. That's what he's saying. He's saying. That's what Rashi means to say. Also, we said that Bezdin is Yoshin the Kavun b'chol Yoim. What Rashi means to say is the Kvius Kol Hayomim Shaveh. Not that they sat every day, but they sat equally on Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays. But they didn't sit every day. Tosis Bavarns, okay, so what about Hakazas Dom? Could you do Hakazas Dom? Koidim Tachonis Ezra. Is it possible Bezdin sitting today?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no set
time. So if Bezdin sits today, do they sit today in Shammai? So says Tosis. Tosis says, they could be makis dam because it wasn't kavua. What is Tosis's teretz? Why you could do hakazas dam? Hold on. Why? How could you do hakazas dam? Because Bezdin wasn't kavua. Does that mean that because Bezdin wasn't kavua, therefore in Shemayim also, the Bezdin wasn't kavua? Did Bezdin sit on this day? Let's say we all decide to sit on this day. Did Bezdin sit on this day? What? Maybe Pshat and Tosfos is Bezdin didn't sit on Shemayim. They didn't sit on this day. If everywhere down here in the world they sat on Mondays and Thursdays, so what do they sit in Shemayim? Mondays and Thursdays. But let's say in Grodno they're going to sit on Sunday. In Telz they're going to end up sitting on Monday, and in Ponovich they're going to end up sitting on Tuesday, because every town, when are they going to sit?
Whenever
it works. So when in Shemayim do they sit?
Never.
I don't know. but there's no day. I don't know. But when everyone down here in Grodno, Telz, Panovich all sat on Mondays and Thursdays, so where they sit in Shemayim? Mondays and Thursdays. But if down here there's no specific day to sit.
If every place is doing a different day, then every day is going to have a Bezdin. So.
What?
Shemayim goes on your city?
Us. That's a good question. That's basically Tosis' question is Havamina. That was Tosis' question is Havamina. He seems to assume that. City? Yeah. In the Havamina, he seems to assume that. That's what he seems to say. Bezdin doesn't sit today. Bezdin doesn't sit every day today either. Pashtus. They only sit equally. There's not Bezdin every day. Whenever we need them, they sit. That's what it seems like. That could be the teretz of Tosis. But Yaakov's suggestion is that maybe Tosis is saying something else. Being that I don't know which day Bezdin is sitting, therefore we can now use the Maram Shif Svar. What is the Maram Shif Svar? I'm not doing anything wrong because, you know, I'm not taunting Shamayim. I don't know which day you're sitting. If I knew you were sitting today, then I wouldn't do it because it's dumb. But I don't know anymore which day they're sitting.
They're always sitting because there's a different Bezdin.
Well, we don't know. We have no way of knowing. We have no way of knowing which day they're sitting. Therefore, it's not called I'm taunting Bezdin. I don't have to be chush. The point is that I'm like Elu. I'm like staring danger. I'm I'm looking for
challenging fate.
I'm challenging fate. I'm not challenging fate if I have no idea. I'm not. It's not called that I'm doing that. Perhaps you have to know then what's the difference between that and the beginning, the first case. Akoponim, this is Tois, this is Teretz. Yes, Dovin.
Why can't we say that Ezra was misogynistic when they thought they have to sit among us, that there's what they could sit more days before?
It could be they could, but the question is, what was the Tachana beforehand? What was before Ezra?
The Tachana beforehand was a mess, like we said.
Okay, the Enachanami. Enachanami, we didn't say that. We didn't say that. Beri Teretz. The Ri has a different Teretz. Says the Ri. According to the Reha, what was Kodem Takanas Ezra? Anyone, can you help me? How do you understand the Re? What?
Kavua in a city and everywhere else, nothing.
In that city, what did they have? Every day?
It says.
In that city, every day? What?
No, in that city, Monday, Thursday, and then you meet every other
city. In that city, it was Monday and Thursday? Let's read the Tos again. We read Tiritz. Shloya kavu in tchila ella biir achas. Vezutikim b'chol ir v'ir bebeiz v'hei.
Even when we said every day, we never said they were kavu every day. We said every day.
So you're saying they were kavu only bebeiz v'hei?
Why else would he say kavu?
It was kavu b'chol yom v'yom, you mean?
We said they never was kavu every day.
The kind of Ezra
that's only according to the Ri. Maybe the Ri is arguing.
I think the issue in saying it like that is that the kind of Ezra wouldn't be Monday Thursday the kind of. It would be a city's the kind
of. It sounds like, okay, there happens to be a machlokes about what exactly is going on. There are some that say like Avi, but if you read Avishneves, but if you read the Tois, it sounds like Tois saying the following thing. Before Takanas Ezra, the big cities had Bezdin when? Every single day. What about the small cities? Never. Never. And Bezdin, so what do they do if they wanted to go to Bezdin? They have to travel. Or, the Shita Mekubetza says, or they just settled with each other. They just worked it out without a Bezdin. That's not good. So Ezra's Mesakein that there should be b'chol ir v'ir bebeiz v'hei.
Why don't you just keep it in the big cities on Monday and Thursday?
What?
According to the Ri, why in the big cities, why don't you just keep it Thursday?
According to the Ri, the big cities, it wasn't Mondays and Thursdays, it was every day.
Why do you keep it every day?
What?
And if it was every day, he's asking, if it was every single day, then why would the Kanas Ezra make it switch only Monday and Thursday?
I don't know if it did.
We said the Ri pulled it.
What? So, in other words, let's ask the question. Let me get it clear. Post Takanas Ezra, did the big city sit every day?
Probably not, because our
mission is Okay, Bob. Hold on. You're step ahead. In the big cities, did they still sit every day? Yes. I would say yes. What? Tzvenes Ezra is just b'chol ir v'ir beis v'hei.
Because they only need to be open every day because there's no other beis there. But once you open in the small cities, I don't need so much
But if you say that they're still sitting every day in the big cities, so then why is Basila Nisis only Yom RV in the big cities Basila should get married? And every day. Right, Yaakov?
Low plug.
Maybe you say I'll slow plug. Rashi doesn't hold a low plug, maybe. Okay, you have to know it's not Rashi. It's on Tosfos. Tosfos does a low plug. So you have another low plug. You have a low plug on a low plug on a low plug where... Or the plugs are getting out of control. Could be. Says. Well, we said maybe. I'll call Panim. Maybe you could say not. The only reason why the big cities sat every day was because they can have a lot of traffic because all the neighboring cities are coming in. Now that we're saying the neighboring cities sit on Mondays and Thursdays, maybe the big cities don't sit on Mondays and Thursdays, but that's going to be very. Maybe. As we're taking a whole ear to ear.
Maybe in the big cities they were cooling b'shava, meaning that they were only open if we needed them.
What'd you say?
Maybe in the big cities also, when he says completely, means they were cooling b'shava, like Rashi says, like, whenever we need it, then we need.
Yeah, it's not mashma that way in the Ri. The Ri's mashma is not going with Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ri's mashma, they sat every day. Rabbeinu Tam said they didn't sit. Yeah, kavuim kipshuta means the kavua that they sat consistently, not that only when you needed them. Okay, Rabbi said, Akopanu, we have three mahalchim. One mahalch was before Tachanis Ezra. When did Bezdin sit?
Every day.
Every single day. Every day. What was Ezra's tikkun? His tikkun was because it was a bizoyan for the Sefer Torah. The Pnei Yeshua says another svara is that the Rabbanim, poor Rabbanim, they're sitting there, they're doing nothing. You know, let them manage their time better. Time management for the Rabbanim, Bizoyin of Torah, whatever. The Malach of the Rabbeinu Tam is that before Tachanas Ezra, where do they sit? Sporadically, whenever you wanted them. Ezra's Misakin Mondays and Wednesdays. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ri, according to Tachanas Ezra, they sat in the big cities on every day. And comes along, Ezra is Misakin only Mondays and Thursdays. Now the Gemara says, says Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lo yishano le tekanes Ezra ve'eilach, Shein batinim kvumim ba'el b'yam shmuel, Avol kodim tekanes Ezra ma'adahav, In fact, the Gemara, Kodim tekanes Ezra ma'adahav, Havach kami, Iika batidinim de kvumim ha'idna, Ki kodim tekanes Ezra, Isha nisiz b'chol yom. If Bezdin will be kavu on every day, like kodim tekanes Ezra, I have a question for you. Ezra is Masakin, the Bezdin sitting on Mondays and Thursdays? How did we get out of that? How are we saying that Iika batidinim kavuim ha'idna, if Bezdin is kavua now more than Mondays and Thursdays? How did that happen? I thought Ezra was Masakin Monday and Thursday. So how did that happen? Someone came and they were mevatel takonas Ezra? Is that what happened?
It all depends on the time.
So that's what it means? Someone is mevatel takonas Ezra? We asked something similar, not exactly this. We asked similar, not the same thing. We're going to see what we asked.
First Rashi.
Why were we even attacking the Kodesh Ezra when we go back to before? It would be better.
Ezra is Besakin, Bezdin sits on Monday and Thursday. Now we're saying Ha'idna, Bezdin's not sitting anymore on Mondays and Thursdays. What happened to the Kodesh Ezra? What do? We abolished it? Who has the audacity? To a ballot, not only who has the audacity, it's not so simple to be Mavatel Takana. You can't do that on your own. Can you think that I could get up today and be Mavatel Takana says it? What?
It's Ani
Yochel Lamed, but that, Taka, I mean, where did this come from? So it depends what the Takana's Ezra was. If the Takana's Ezra was before you sit whenever you want, and now you have to sit on Mondays and Thursdays. So maybe we still have to sit on Mondays and Thursdays. We're just adding. You could also sit Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday if you want. That's not being mevatel takanas Ezra. They were mevatel takanas Ezra. They just added to the takanas Ezra. However, if we learned that takanas Ezra was that you should not sit every day. Before takanas Ezra, when did they sit? Every day. And Ezra didn't like that. Why didn't he like it? What? Bizoyin Sefer Torah. So he said, I'm shrinking it only Mondays and Thursdays. So how are we mevatel Takanas Ezra?
It's not Bizoyin Sefer Torah.
So maybe you could say there's already a chiddush. That if the pshat is there is such a demand for Bezdin and the Sefer Torah is being used consistently, it's not a Bizoyin for Sefer Torah anymore. I don't know, it's still called maybe you're still being mevatel Takanas Ezra. That we'll have to see.
But we said that all the Takanas Ezra were Tully and
right, that's a problem. So can you be Mevatel the Tekanas Ezra? Not the Tekanas Ezra, the Tekan of our Mishnah is Tully and the Gedra, not Tekanas Ezra.
Rashi said that that's
one of the ten Tekanas Ezra. Not the Tekan and the Tully and the Gedra, no. The Tekan of our Mishnah is not the Tekanas Ezra. Tekanas Ezra is Mondays and Thursdays. Next, we're going to ask the question, how Mevatel the Tekan of our Mishnah? It's a different Tekanah. That's going to be the next question. No, it's not. We'll talk about that later. The Tekanah of Ezra was way before our Mishnah. Ezra came way before our Mishnah. He's Misakin Mondays and Thursdays. Now we have another takana which we have to deal with, is the takana of our Mishnah, that Isha Nisis B'yoyim HaRevi'i. That's what we have to see. Taisis here asks another, the next Taisis asks Akasha, Isha Nisis B'chol Yoyim Kasha L'Rajba. This Rajba, by the way, my friends, is not the Chedushi HaRajba of Shlomo Ben Aderet. This is not the Rajba that we know and love. This is another Rashba that we don't know and love. That's the Rash Mishans. His name is also Reb Shimshon. His name is not Shloima. It's Reb Shimshon ben something else. Avram. It is also, Tosfos brings, this is one of the Balei Tosfos. Kosha l'Rashba. Amay nisis b'chol yoyim tehei ke'almana v'tinasei behei. V'tibol v'shishi. L'fishenemer ben bracha l'adam. We now got rid of the reason for Tainas Besulim, but asks the Rashba, he says, the Rashmi Shans, but why don't you now at least use the day that Almana uses? Why does Almana have a day of getting married on Thursday? Because of Bracha Ala Adam is an awesome day. So we should make every Basula get married on Thursday. In a Hanami, she doesn't have to get married on Wednesday, but she should still have a day. That's Tosis's Kasha. Tosis answers, Yesh Loimer Mishum Bracha Lohe Kvuim Yoim Kidaprishis Lael. Says Tosis, yeah, Almana wasn't only Mishum Bracha. Bracha is a nice thing. We're not going to make a Takana Mishum Bracha. Bracha worked in tandem with the concept of Shaktu and Almana. What's an Almana's Shaktu? A long weekend. So she has two reasons why she should get married on Thursday. A Basula does not have the reason of Shaktu, says Tosis. The Basula doesn't have two reasons. Because Basula anyway is not going to, he's not going to work. He has Sheva Brachas, so forget about him going to work. So he doesn't have that reason of Shaktu. So, the reason of Bracha alone is not enough of a Takana. So I ask you a very simple question. After there's no longer Takanas Ezra, and now Bezdin is Yoishvim B'chol Yoim, what day, according to Tosis, does Besula get married? Any day. What day does Almana get married? Still Thursday. Almana was never because of Tainus Besulim. Almana was never because of Bezdin. So why does it? What? Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis seems to say that Almana is still going to get married on Thursday because Almana has its own reason to get married on Thursday. Tosis asks a question: Besula should get married on Thursday? No, Besula doesn't have that reason for that to come. But Almana, it sounds like from Tosis, still getting married on Thursday. We could suggest. Not like that. If you look in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, we have the Rambam in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, most of us should have the Rambam after the Rush, before the Marsha. If you can't find the Rambam, I have photocopied here the Pirush Mishnayos La Rambam. The Oiz V'Hadar moved it, and I made it a little bit more difficult to find. If you can't find it, now this is not the same Pirush Mishnayos that you have in the back of the Gemara. The Pirush Mishnayos was originally written in Arabic, not Aramaic, Arabic. It was retranslated by someone named Yosef Kapach, so the words will not be identical. They're practically identical, but they're not. And the words are going to make a little bit of a difference here. Does everyone have the Rambam? Did you find it? It's after the Rush in most Gemaras, before the Marsha, not this Rambam. The Pirush Mishnayos La Rambam. In different places, in different years, the Oiz V'Hadar put it in different places just to make you, like, it's there. No, Perak Aleph. Huh? There we go. Okay. Anyone else need a photocopy? They moved it in different years, they moved it to different places, so it could be that yours is not the same place as his.
So you got a new one?
Can we get a photocopy? Yes. Okay, it could be you don't have it there, bro. They played around with it, which is totally not okay, but you did. Here we go. The first Pirush Mishnayos La Rambam. I'm reading it to you from the original text, not the Kapach text. So if you have the photocopy, it might sound a little bit different. Mashechayev shatinase abesula biyom revi velo tinase beechol b'shabes kidei sheyitroch b'tzorche yisudu v'yichavin shloshi yom koedem sh'achlasa v'yavshel pachas mizel v'nois Yisrael. Why do you get married on yom revi and not echol b'shabes? Because of Shaktu. The Almana Yoim He Kadeshi Yismach Ima Gimel Yamim Chamisha Vishisha Vishabas. Vizeb Makomish Ain Bezdin Yoshin Behem Ella Bebez Vehe. Aval Imhoy Bezdin Kavua Bechol Yoim Yachalinase Kolzmanchi Yirza. Chutz me Aleph Vivav. The Rambam started off speaking about a Besula and an Almana. Besula gets married on Wednesday, not Sunday, and Almana gets married on Thursday. And then the Rambam says, V'zeh b'mekoy m'shein bezin yoshim el b'beiz v'hei. What is the B'zeh going back on? Just on Besula or also on Almana? If you read it without understanding, what does it sound like?
It's also Almana.
Sounds like it's going back also on Almana. But the reason the Rambam gives is only for Besula. So why is it, the Rambam sounds like once Bezin Yoshim B'chol Yom, not only is Besula doesn't have to sit on Yom Revi, Almana doesn't have to get married on Yom Revi, Almana doesn't have to get married on Yom HaChemishi. Why would that be?
He
gets
so, around
what she does,
eh? He holds the whole thing on his needs of him anyway.
Okay, good. So we're going to go with that. So if you remember, we said, based on the Ran said that really we wouldn't make a takana for Almana Bechlal. Why do we give the Almana a day at all? Because once we're giving a Besula a day, so we want to make the Almana Ki'ilu feel like she also has a day. You give her day. But let's say now the Besula doesn't have a day. What's going to happen to the Almana? She also won't have a day. So the Fida Rambam, the Tosis Kasha doesn't start. What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis asked, we should make a Besula get married on Thursday. Why? Enochanayim Besula doesn't have a day anymore, but make her get married on Thursday just like Almana. The Almana, the day, the reason for Bracha was never a reason at all. It wasn't a real reason. We did it just like as a consolation prize for the Almana, kind of. Either Rambam Nachmer, the Rambam says the Almana is only a minig. It's not even a halacha bechlal. So, Avada Besula nisesh bechol yoyim. The Kasha Hepsach Nishtan Lachayra. Tosfos seems to say no. Tosfos seems to learn that the Takana of Almana was a Takana, Bifnei Atzma. And even though the Takana of Besula doesn't exist, so now the Gemara is asking, so make the Besula get married on the same day as the Almana? Yes, sir.
The
Rambam
also holds that the Takana of Shogdu wouldn't make especially for.
Erachanami.
So why did the Gemara ask, what about
We're going to see. We'll see. You're asking a good question. It's a good question, but we'll see the answer to that.
How does the Rambam use different mushrooms of Almana in the Besula?
Not for now. Okay. Says Tosfos, Iika Bate Dinim, Nira Lari, Dimikol Malkoim Ein Nisus Bishishi, De Ein Donin Bishabbos. Says Tosfos, still, you shouldn't get married on Friday because no one sits on Shabbos. Bezdin doesn't sit on Shabbos. There's no din on Shabbos. V'ata noigin lisa af b'shishi. Nowadays, there is the minig to get married on Shishi. What is ata Tosfos referring to?
Hashem.
Ata Tosfos referring to in whose times? The times of the Ezra? Times of the Gemara or the times of Tosfos?
It's
talking about the times of Tosfos. V'ata, nowadays, in the times of Tosfos. Noigin lisa af b'shishi mishum de'ein bezdin kavuin. V'mesh l'tanis b'sulim yachol likbol b'shabbos l'fnei shloisha. Kama b'shayam, says Tosfos, because you could, in theory, gather together three people on Shabbos and complain in front of them. Tosfos is bavarning, what's bizman hazeh? What's that locha bizman hazeh? Can you get married on Erev Shabbos? Mm-hmm. The times of the Gemara, they did not get married on Erev Shabbos. Tosfos mashman, the times of the Gemara, Bezdin didn't sit on Shabbos. But bizman hazeh, ata noigin lisa af b'shish. Says, the Ran, who is in the same basic time period as Tosfos. Listen. Bizman hazeh, there's no discussion bechlal about whether or not you can, what day you can get married on. Because let's remember, why are we making an Isha get married on Wednesday? Because we wanted to go to Bezdin on Thursday. What's going to help to go to Bezdin? If he has Tainus Besulim, what are Tainus Besulim? We're afraid maybe she's Usser. Because maybe she was Zinsa Tachtov. Nowadays we do Kedushin and Nisuin at the same time anyway. Is there any chance in the world this woman is Usher to her husband?
Unlikely.
No. Not Ishus Kayan, not chusim vas gimel, not any isha. There's no sibo for the takana bizman hazeh. So what in the world is Tosfos bothered by achshav bizman hazeh? What is Tosfos bothered by? Tosfos and the Ran lived in the same tkufa, seems like. They lived in the same time period. Tosfos' time also they didn't wait. It sounds like from Tosfos is bothered by the following thing. You can't just undo a takana just because you don't have a good reason for the takana. If there's a din, you have to get married on a certain day, you have to get married on that day. Even though bizman hazeh, maybe you'd say that the sivas ha-takana doesn't exist anymore. I got to deal with this takana. How do we deal with this takana? And this is a question. We started speaking about this question, and we'll continue with this tomorrow, Beis Hashem, on the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, now that, but the din of Yoshim b'chol yoyim, ishanis is b'chol yoyim. Frekt Rabbi Yashif. Wait, so let's see the Rabbi Yashif inside, and we'll call it a day. Frekt Rabbi Yashif. L'choy rakasha. Ech nisbatel ha-takana. Which takana? Shebesula nisis yom harvi. We're not talking about Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra was thousands of years beforehand, before the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now we're talking about Bizman, the Gemara. There's another Takana Besula, and this is based on the Takana of Ezra. So how did we mevatel Takana Besula Nisi Yom Revi? Hakayim alon, the afilu nisbatel hatam loy bat lo hatakana. Im loy shebit loy bezdin. Someone has to come along and be mevatel it. We saw this Rabbi Yashav back then. We brought the same one?
Same one.
The Ayin Beitza, Kerem Revai, Oyoyl Yushalayim, Mahalach Yom Echad, Lechot Zad, Kidei La'atar Shuk Yushalayim Beperis. We wanted that the streets of Yushalayim should be decorated with Peris in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Kerem Revai Hoyle Rebbe Eliezer, Bikesh Lahafkir La'anim, Ramo Latamid of Rebbe, Kvar Nimnu Alecha Chaverecha, Sheivitiru, Time Din Nimnu, Lom Nimnu, because they already came and they were matured, but if not, he wouldn't do it. Even though he lived and there was no Beis HaMikdash. So there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no reason for the takana. What I'm gonna decorate the streets of Yerushalayim when they're being owned, run by Babylonians or by Romans? Achar churban batal tam she'en lanu la'atar shuk Yerushalayim v'tzorach hanochrim. I feel like it's tzorach minyan la'atiro. You can't just say, okay, I'm not doing it now. So once there's a takana in place, the takana is in place. We gave a different mashal. Mashal we gave is v'sein talu matar. Why is it that we wait till Vav, Zion, Cheshvan, in order to say Saint Talamata, so the people can get back from the Aliyah L'Regel. Nowadays, everyone, first of all, there is no Aliyah L'Regel. Even if there would be Aliyah L'Regel, everyone goes by car. No one goes by foot. No one goes by donkey. So what's Zion Cheshvan? Zion Cheshvan is an irrelevant date. It's not relevant anymore. It doesn't make a difference. The Takana is in place. Once the Chazal made the Takana, that's it. So Chazal said you get married on Wednesday. Finito. So nowadays we don't anymore have a reason because Bez and Yoshim B'chol Yom, who cares? That's Tosfos' question. V'hocha b'sugyin mashma. Sheloi bit loy ha-takana. It doesn't sound like anyone got up and said we're being mevatel ha-takana. Lehedya. Ela shememela. Kivin shebatel ha-tam, batel ha-takana. Rabbi Yashiv is Bavoni. Maybe you want to say someone's Mavatal the Takana of the Mishnah. That's what it seems like. Dachsuch, I think the Ravid says. Akopanam, he says, not Mashman is Mavatal the Takana. This we have two answers. There's the Chidush Aritva's Pshat, the Chassam Sofer's Pshat. You can see it's going to depend on what we saw in the Sukkos David and the whole, the Machlokas, in Rashi, the Shita Mekubetzes, and Rashi and the Ramban. Will continue with that, Beis Hashem, hopefully too. Yes. Okay.